all the children, come up. It's time for something very exciting, what you're going to do later on in your life a lot. Come on. Anybody else? We got you. All right. Sit down in the front here. You all look like your students, aren't you? Are you students? Do you know what I mean by that, right? Yeah? Okay. What grades are you in?
Second.
Second? Grade? First. All right. Yeah, going into third, going into second. What's that? Okay, wonderful. Did you know that something from the Old Testament was read earlier? Did you hear what it was? Really? Okay. Well, that was, you didn't know this, but sometime in school, later on you have quizzes, pop quizzes they call them sometimes. They're sudden, you don't expect them, you didn't know they're coming, and you gotta be ready. But I'm going to quiz you on Genesis chapter 1, all right? You know what's in Genesis chapter 1? The creation story, all right? Here we go. All right. And if you don't get the answer, I'm going to turn to those people out there and ask them if they know, okay? What? Yeah, well, I'm going to give you opportunity here. Okay, when did God create everything? Bing, bing, bing. She got it right. She said, in the beginning. Good job. All right. Okay. What method did God use to create? How did he create? Okay. Let's have somebody else answer this time. How did he create? I'll give you a hint. I'll say one of the first, these words come right before, well, okay, it's three words, two words I'm looking for. But,
in the middle.
Lump, lump, let there be light.
He said.
Yes. He said, okay. Now, we can tell that you've got quite a few of the answers there. We're going to give some other people a chance to answer. He said, yeah, God spoke and it happened. That's a powerful God. Awesome God. So, that's, okay, good. Very good. Now, there's something else that happened. Now, do not answer this time. We have to raise hands or something. I think you got the answer. All right. Here we go. Something was said each time that the day was mentioned. Whether it was the first day, the second day, whatever. Something came along with it every single time. Okay, wait. Any guesses? It's something that happens every day.
Day
of light. Day. Wait, wait a second. What? No. It comes with it, and it's, there was, they count, we count things differently though, right?
Okay.
We would say like, we'll say there's morning and there's evening, but in the Hebrew, the day started with the evening. So in the, there was evening and there was morning. Then that makes the certain day that it was, morning and evening, okay, or evening and morning. So those two words accompanied every time, all right? Now we're going to get down to a really tricky part. I don't want you to answer this, all right? You ready? We're penalizing if you answer. All right, we weren't doing this for points or anything, buddy. How long is a day? Just wait, don't say it. What is it? 24 hours, that's right. That's how long a day is. But what about back then when God created? How long was a day? Remember, there's morning and there's evening. Wait, what do you think? What do you think? How long is a day today?
24 hours.
Okay. How long was a day back then, do you think? What do you think?
12?
12? No? What do you think?
Say the same.
The same. Yeah, 24 hours. You know how we know that? Because there's morning and there's evening. You know, a lot of people today try and say, oh, what they meant was millions of years. That doesn't work. That's putting man's word into God's word, and that's what we shouldn't do. God wants us instead to trust his word, what it says. And they say, well, what about science and all these things? They bring up carbon dating and stuff. Don't worry about that. God said this, and we can trust that it's true. And we know many Christian scientists believe also, of course, the 24-hour day. All right, we're going to get a little more, a few more questions here, and then we're going to stop. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Something was said about each day. Not one of the days that didn't get mentioned, but each day has something, a word that's attached with it too. God said that it was something.
Beautiful?
Nope, not beautiful. It is great, but it was something else. It's a little bit less. He said it
was. What does it start with?
It starts with a G. It sounds like hood.
Good.
Oh, yes. We are awake. Good. He said it was good. He said it was good, it was good, it was good, it was good. And then at the end of everything, after the 6 days of creating, God said it was something good.
What does it start with?
A V.
Very good.
Yes. Very good. It was very good. And then one more, at least one more question here. What did God do on the, wait, when did God make people? Which day?
The
sixth day. That's right. And what was the, what did God do on the seventh day?
Rest.
What did he do? I should have said, put your hands up, man. All right. He rested. And you know what the word Sabbath means? Rest. Basically, yeah. So. All righty. Well, that's pretty good. That's our quiz. We could have asked you, what day did God make the dolphins? What day did God make the birds? You're doing pretty good there. Let's we can give thanks to God for his creating so marvelously and wonderfully. He's really done fantastic. Even though sin came along later on, did God mess up when he made creation?
No.
No, who did? Who messed up?
Adam.
People. Adam and Eve did. Yep. Wasn't God's fault that sin and death came into the world. It was people's fault, not trusting God. That's in Genesis 2, more detail on that. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for so marvelously making creation and doing it in 24 hours. It's amazing, God, each day you created. Help us to always trust your word, especially when others question it. Help us to point to it and trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up, students.